As you heard in the beginning of the Mass, I'm Father Pascal Kumanda, a missionary of the Immaculate Heart of Mary religious order, and originally from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, one of the countries in the center of Africa. And I believe you can tell just by my accent. Today's readings, three things caught my attention and spoke to me. First of all, it's about the second reading, what the disciples went through. When Jesus was with them before leaving, he said, "I will be with you always until the end of time." And shortly after his death, the disciples went through a lot. Persecution, going to jail. And in the midst of those difficult moments, many of the first believers start doubting, questioning if really Jesus was with them. That is why Jesus is speaking to them through St. Paul, saying, "Nothing will separate us from the love of God. Jesus' love for his disciples endures forever." We can relate today to what the disciples went through with the pandemic in which we are going through and all the consequences. People losing their jobs, businesses being closed down, families in distress, uncertainty about the future. In the midst of this, we too sometimes can ask some questions. We may have some doubt, fear of tomorrow. Jesus is assuring you and me that nothing will separate him to us, and his love for us endures forever. Just like the disciples, we are invited to persevere in prayer and to believe that Jesus, who overcame death, is within us, among us, fighting for us. And at the end of the day, he's going to give us victory. The second thing that caught my attention is the end of the gospel. After feeding so many people, there were leftovers. And Jesus asked his disciples to collect all of those leftovers. Today we are living in a culture where we are surrounded by many waste. Everything almost is being wasted. Food are being wasted. Water is being wasted. Time is being wasted. Clothes, and you name it. So as disciples of Jesus, every time that we are tempted to throw something away, Jesus is reminding us to not do it. Rather, to remember that there are many people around the world who do not have what we have. So in solidarity with them, it's better for us to use wisely all the blessings that we receive from him. The third thing that caught my attention is about what we heard in the first reading and in the gospel. The Lord is presenting himself to us as the provider of all that we have and all that we are. He has blessed us with so many, and he is inviting us also to share with others so that we may become a blessing to those who are struggling and to those in distress. But sometimes when we face challenges in life, we may do like the disciples were trying to do. Being in a deserted place, they knew that people did not have food, they did not have water, they did not have housing. They knew that as a group, the disciples had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. They were trying to keep it to themselves. That is why they went to Jesus saying, "You know what? please, you know, send them away because there is nothing to eat here. Jesus said, no, they are not going away. You give them yourself food to eat. And they were like, but we have just 5 loaves, 2 fish, just for us, just for ourselves. Jesus said, no, we are going to share with them. And after sharing with them, a miracle was done. They had more than before. They were able to eat with more than 5,000 people, and there was leftover. We too, as disciples of Jesus, we have been blessed with so many to be grateful to God our Father, but also a reminder that He blessed us with those things so that we too can share with others, so that we can become the blessing to them. I know that as a community, you do that. As I was sitting in the narthex, I saw that you are collecting food through St. Vincent de Paul Ministry to share with the needy in your community. So thank you so very much for your compassion and your generosity. But this morning, I'd like to invite you, if you can consider expanding your love, compassion, and generosity beyond this community. Because as you know, besides being members of this wonderful community, we also belong to the bigger family of the children of God. We have our sisters all over the world, in Asia, in Africa, in Europe, in Latin America, in the Caribbean, and in this beautiful country. As a missionary going around the world, let me tell you that it is heartbreaking to see the level of poverty that our sisters and brothers are going through. Few contexts. Here we have the blessing to have Sunday Mass every single weekend. But where we are serving among the poor, many people, if they have the opportunity to have Sunday Mass, most of the time it is only once or twice a year. Why? Because many of them live in a war zone. Others in a very remote area, difficult to access, because there is no road to get there. There is no car to bring you there. There is no electricity, nothing. So our job as missionaries is to move from one village to another every single weekend, finding our ways to get where those people live so that we can celebrate the Eucharist with them. Another context is that when we go around, we come across millions of children who are living in the streets or in the jungle because their parents died from illness, from natural disasters, and from war. Those kids are abandoned by themselves, and therefore, they become the easy targets of human traffickers and terrorist organizations. Another context is that when we go around, we meet poor families, mothers and children who have to walk more than 5 hours every single day to draw water in a bucket. Water that is not clean, but they have no choice. They just need it to bring it home so that they can drink and cook food and everything that we do with water. Now, keep in mind, everything that I'm describing here, it was before the pandemic. Now, being witness of the effects of the pandemic in our beautiful country, which is number one in the world, can you now put yourself in the shoes of those poor families? What they are going through right now, it is devastating. And I remember in that context, I was sent to minister in west of Cameroon. And when I was moving from one village to another, celebrating with God's people, I came to know a lady whose name was Anna, who did not have children. And every time I was stopping by her village, she was asking me to pray for her so that God may do a miracle and give her a child. As we know, our God is so amazing that few years later, He was able to listen to Anna's prayers, and she became pregnant. But before giving birth, she was having complications. She could not go to the hospital because it was very far away from her village, There was no ambulance in the area, no car, nothing. With a group of volunteers, we transported Anna to the hospital. And once we got there, thank God, everything went so well. She gave birth to her beautiful baby. She was so happy, the entire family, to see God's greatness in their lives. But before bringing Anna and the baby home, she broke down in tears. When we tried to find out why she was crying, she said, "I'm grateful for the baby that God gave me, but I'm afraid to go home because I don't know what will happen to my baby." It's because Anna was living in a very small house, made of mold as wall and coconut leaves as roof. As you can imagine, it is very unsafe to live in those kind of houses, especially for babies. Because when it's raining, for example, the rain will just pour inside any time. And when it is cold, it feels like you are sleeping outside. So she was very concerned about the safety of her baby. After a few words of consolation, we brought them home. 2 days later, it was raining in the area. We were praying and thinking about Anna and the baby. The next morning, we went to visit them. Once we got there, we noticed that the entire village, made of those small houses, the entire village was completely destroyed, including Anna's house. And we found our sister Anna standing there outside with the baby in her arms. She, her husband, and the entire family, they were crying loudly. And when they saw us coming, they kept crying even louder. Why? Anna and her family were crying because the baby just died. That memory keeps haunting me until today. I do still remember that very day when I was holding the lifeless body of that baby in my arms and saying the prayer before the burial. I could not finish my prayer because I was in tears. I was crying from sadness of knowing how far Anna came to have that baby. I was crying because as a missionary, I was feeling powerless, saying to myself, I wish I could have the power to give life back to this beautiful baby. Maybe just like me, you are saying the same thing. But the reality is, we do not have that power. But there is one thing that we can do. We have the power to save a life today. We have the power to give hope back to people like Anna's and many more who are going through similar situations or even worse. We have the power to give food to the hungry. We have power to give water to the thirsty and to those who have to walk many, many miles every single day. We have the power to build a house to save babies like Anna's and those who are going through similar situations. That power is given to us on the day of our baptism because, just like Jesus, we have the same mission. As children of God, the mission to save others, to become a blessing to others. I know that times are very tough, but we can be inspired by Jesus himself, our Savior. When he came to save us, he sacrificed his life and he died on the cross to save you and me and to give us our spiritual food and drink for the journey. Today, he is inviting us to do the same. But the good news is that Jesus is not asking us to die on the cross for those people to have something. The sacrifice that Jesus is asking us to make today can be $100. That will be able to remove one orphan from the street and to give that child an education that will change his or her life. The sacrifice that Jesus wants us to make can be $500. That will be able to sponsor a water project or water well to give water to an entire village for years to come. help those people to wash their hands in order to fight this virus, and also to keep those poor families from working more than 5 hours every single day just to look for water. Think about the new life that you are going to give to these families with a water well. As a family blessed by God, or as a business with the blessing from heaven, the sacrifice that Jesus is asking us to make today can be $2,500 or more for those who can. That will help build a small house where those abandoned children will have somewhere to call home, to have protection. So in the midst of all this distress, struggles, tears, there is hope. There is light. That hope and light is made possible through an amazing organization, which is called Cross Catholic Outreach, that I'm here today to represent. That organization is like the channel of Jesus' love, compassion, and generosity from his disciples of this part of the world to those who are struggling and suffering overseas. And if you pay attention, you'll notice that I did place those brochures in your pews. So if you don't mind, can you please take one and open so that I can show you something inside? Just to assure you that before placing those brochures, I did wash my hands very, very well. So do not worry. And for our friends following online, you can check our website, crosscatholic.org/outreach, and you will see what I'm talking about here. And when you open, you will see that those are just a few faces of the people that this organization is helping all over the world. Those are our sisters and brothers. And here you will notice that there's a space to write your prayer intentions. The amazing thing about this organization is that every single day we pray individually for the people who support this beautiful mission. So feel free to write any prayer intentions that you may have so that we can pray for you. And when you open further, you will see that there is a small envelope here where you can unleash the power of the Holy Spirit within you, the power to save others, the power to bring hope. You can unleash that power through a check made payable to Cross Catholic Outreach, or you can call the number here and make your donation over the phone. Those online, you will see the number there. Or you can write down your debit or credit card information here. Just to assure you that your personal information will never be shared or sold to a third party. It is kept only for the use of this organization. They need it so that they can send you the receipt for your tax deduction and a report to see how your money was used. For those who want to remain anonymous, we do respect that. You can make your donation through money order or cash that you can put here inside. Another, you know, brilliant thing about this organization is that when you give, more than 95% of your donation goes directly to the poor themselves. But if you want to sponsor a specific project, let us say a housing project or a water project, make sure that you write it down here in the corner, and 100% of your donation will be used just for that project. And if someday you want to go and see by yourself, they will organize a mission trip for you or your loved ones. So I encourage you to feel free to bring these brochures home and to pray over it, and to be grateful for the blessings that you have received from God, and pray and as a family decide what you can do to become a blessing to others who are struggling and suffering and dying all over the world. And when you are ready, you can fill it out and tear it off from here, from the middle, and you can seal it very well. And when you seal it very well, you can mail it, you know, to this processing address that is written right here. And If you know a friend, a relative, a coworker, a business that will be able to help, please take as many brochures as you can to share with them, so that together we can become the voices of the voiceless people who are suffering and dying around the world. I know that some of you were not prepared. You did not bring your wallet or checkbook. Even if you have nothing to give, just take it home. The Lord will bless you so that you too can become a blessing to others. And if you feel like you are moved by the Holy Spirit to do something today, right now, you are welcome to do so. Just put your donation inside and seal it very well. Keep it to yourself. Wait until the end of the Mass. When you leave, you can give it to me. I will be there in the back. Or you can give it to one of our deacons or to our wonderful ushers who are there in the back. The Gospel, when they were in the desert, they were trying to keep their food for themselves. Jesus said to his disciples, "Give them some food for yourself." After giving them, a miracle was done. The Lord is telling you and me today to be grateful for the blessings from Him and to share that blessing to others so that He may continue to operate miracles in our everyday life. That way, the blessings will overflow in our world. May the Lord help us always.